さ。In order to sever all mental relations with disease, you must first enter into mental relations with health.
All right.
Making the process positive, not negative.
Great.
Assumption, not of rejection.
Yeah.
You are to receive or appropriate health rather than to reject or deny disease. Denying disease accomplishes next to nothing. When you enter into full and constant mental relations with health, out of necessity, you must cease all relationship with disease. The first step in the science of being well, then, is to enter into complete thought connection
science.
With health.
Yes.
The best way to do this is to form a mental image or picture of yourself as being well.
Okay.
Imagining a perfectly strong and healthy body, and to spend sufficient time in contemplating this image to make it your habitual thought of yourself. This is not so easy as it sounds.
What?
It necessitates the taking of considerable time for meditation, and not all persons have the imaging faculty well enough developed
to form
a distinct mental picture of themselves in a perfect or idealized body. It is much easier, as in the science of getting rich, to form a mental image of the things one wants to have, as we have seen these things, or their counterparts, and know how they look. We can picture them very easily from memory. But if we have never seen ourselves in a perfect body, a clear mental image is hard to form.
Heavy.
It is not necessary or essential, however, to have a clear mental picture of yourself as you wish to be.
Optimus
it is
Prime.
Only essential to form a conception of perfect health and to relate yourself
the
to it. This conception of health is not a mental picture of a particular thing.
Perfect.
It is an understanding of health and carries with it the idea of perfect functioning in every part and organ. You may try to picture yourself as perfect in physique. That helps, and you must think of yourself as doing everything in the manner of a perfectly strong and healthy person.
That's what I'm doing.
You can picture yourself as walking down the street with an erect body and a vigorous stride.
You know it.
You can picture yourself as doing your day's work easily and with surplus vigor, never tired or
weak. I've got surplus vigor.
You can picture in your mind how all things would be done by a person full of health and power. And you can make yourself the central figure in the picture, doing things
this
in just that
guy
way.
Is reading this
never
like
think
it's an
of the ways in which weak
which
or sickly people do things. Always think of the way strong people do things. Spend your leisure time in thinking about the strong way until you have a good conception of it and always think of yourself in connection with the strong way of doing things.
Call now.
That is what I mean by having a conception of health. In order to establish perfect functioning in every part, a person does not have to study anatomy or physiology so that he can form a mental image of each separate organ and address himself to it. He does not have to treat his liver, his kidneys, his stomach, or his heart. There is one principle of health in a human being which has control over all the involuntary functions of his life. And the thought of perfect health impressed upon by this principle will reach each part and organ. A person's liver is not controlled by a liver principle, his stomach by a digestive principle, and so on. The principle of health is one. The less you go into the detailed study of physiology, the better for you.
Fuck knowing
shit. Our knowledge
shit.
Of this science is very imperfect and leads to imperfect thought. Imperfect thought causes imperfect functioning, which is disease. Let me illustrate. Until quite recently, physiology fixed 10 days as the extreme limit of a human being's endurance without food. It was considered that only in exceptional cases could a person survive a longer fast. So the impression became universally disseminated that one who was deprived of food must die within 5 to 10 days. And numbers of people, when cut off from food from shipwreck, accident, or famine, did die within this period. But the performances of Dr. Tanner, the 40-day faster, and the writings of Dr. Dewey and others on the fasting cure, together with the experiments of numberless people who have fasted from 40 to 60 days, have shown that a human's ability to live without food is vastly greater than had been previously supposed.
Hey, nice work.
Any person properly educated can fast from 20 to 40 days with little loss in weight, and often with no apparent loss of strength at all. The people who starved to death in 10 days or less did so because they believed that death was inevitable. An erroneous physiology had given them a wrong thought about themselves. When a person is deprived of food, he will die within 10 to 50 days according to the way he has been taught, or in other words, according to the way he thinks about it. So you see that an erroneous physiology can work very mischievous results. No science of being well can be founded on current physiology. It is not sufficiently exact in its knowledge. With all its pretensions, comparatively little is really known as to the interior workings and processes of the body. It is not known just how food is digested. It is not known just what part food plays, if any, in the generation of force. It is not known exactly what the liver, spleen, and pancreas are for, or what part their secretions play in the chemistry of assimilation. On all these and most other points, we theorize, but we do not really know. When a person begins to study physiology, he enters the domain of theory and disputation. He comes among conflicting opinions, and he is bound to form mistaken ideas. These mistaken ideas lead to the thinking of wrong thoughts, and this leads to perverted functioning and disease.
Yep.
All that the most perfect knowledge of physiology could do for a person would be to enable him to think only thoughts of perfect health and to eat, drink, breathe, and sleep in a perfectly healthy way. And this, as we shall show, he can do without studying physiology at all.
Great, because I
this,
hate study.
This, for the most part, is true of all hygiene. There are certain fundamental propositions
all
which
right,
we should
stop
know.
Wiping my
and
ass.
These will be explained in later chapters. But aside from these propositions, ignore physiology and hygiene. They tend to fill your mind with thoughts of imperfect conditions, and these thoughts will produce the imperfect conditions in your own body.
I'm never going to get a haircut again. This is great.
Yeah.
have given me a runny nose. No!
Hello, boys and girls. Here we are in Romper Room School again, and Mr. Doobie is here.
It's the official's adventures of...
I caught Spider-Man drinking up in a boat. So my Wonder Woman comic, then that bionic. Bitch, what the hoe, a.k.a. Bruce Banner. Then I see Santa, no, it's the Green Lantern. Let him hold me, cold fuck this shit. Keep beating that pussy, fuck Love and Lucy. Best fuck a bitch, full winkles, kind of mostly.
Gotta drill a hole in my skull and vent this pressure. So that I can have the perfect thoughts. Kid motherfucking rock from the old school. Great. Just line up the hits, I guess.
My dick costs the late night fee. Yo dick got the HIV. My dick plays on the double feature screen. Yo dick went straight to DVD.
See, this song's a great example of the power of positive thinking versus, knowing negativity. And not picturing that perfect image of yourself.
My dick, lock in a cage, right? Yo dick, suffer from stage, right? My dick, so hot and stolen. Yo dick, look like Gary Coleman. My dick, pink and big. Yo dick, stinks like shit. My dick, got a season, dude. Yo dick, needs a tweezer, dude.
My dick is like super size. Yo dick, look like two fries. My dick, more mass than the earth.
Dance music will never die. Welcome to my TED M talk. It's about sidechain compression. Party anthems. Yep, yeah, that's an Irish party anthem right there. Fucking With or Without You, fucking Ted M remix. windows are fogging up. That's how intense it is with this song on here, this Irish party anthem. I had to turn off the defrost.
Yeah.
driving a car. Are you trying to say that Sugar Ray put out an album and named it Little Yachty? Because that's,
Okay, you saw me. What's it gonna be? Go executor. What the fuck is that? A palm tree? Gotta succeed.
Oh, hell yeah. The two things I love. Video game music and suck-ass hip-hop.
Love.
Time to wake up. SEO friendly.
Heavy.
girl some greets too. Some shit to display a phone number of a BBS too. To you know, Crispin Glover's cover of "These Boots Are Made for Walking." I mean, clearly, I don't have time to listen to anything else.
The tower, the surrounding land, and the awaking mountains. Then, catching sight of Stephen Didlus, he bent towards him and made rapid crosses in the air, gurgling in his throat and shaking his head. Stephen Diddler's, displeased and sleepy, leaned his arms on the top of the staircase and looked coldly at the shaking, gurgling face that blessed him, equine in its length, and at the light untonsured hair, grained and eared like tail oak. Button Mulligan peeped an instant under the mirror.
This is Hatsune Miku's dad reading this.
Hyphen, back to backwards, he said sternly. He added in a preacher's tone, hyphen, for this, O dearly beloved, is the genuine Christine, body and soul and blood and bones. Slow music, please. Shut your eyes, gents. One moment. A little trouble about those.
I really appreciate the utter lack of
silence.
Effort.
All. He peered sideways.
In putting this out, you know, just like no corrections. Just feed the document into the robot. Feed the MP3s into the Spotify.
Points. Chrysostomos. To strong shrill whistles answered through the comm. Hyphen, thanks, old chap, he cried briskly.
An album of porn sound effects, okay? Okay, well. It's come to this, I suppose.
To the left, to the left, to the left. Now kick, now kick.
Finally, the collabo you've all been waiting for. Check out for some exclusive coupons for use on your next visit. Have a lit biscuit and a piece of corn, he says. Oh, good. Yeah, a cover of this is what we all need it tonight. Heartfelt music done with the most heartfelt instrument imaginable, the Minecraft note block. That humble instrument. Just tearing up a little bit. cents coupons in your local newspaper. 2 for $5 on the crest. This weekend only. Stores now. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying anymore. Here for a casino, and they're giving away some SUVs, and the slogan at the top says, "Blaze to the wind zone." I was told that winners don't do drugs, but apparently you can blaze to the wind zone. So I don't know who to believe anymore. The government or the local casino? You're not home, and I can see fucking song. This fucking song.
He's free as a breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle, hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BDDs. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far. Carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chance guitar for COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B, Dixie, and W and R, and B and D. Chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity.
Get it, get it, get it, get it. Oh, guitar sound. He's a guitar man. He's all he can stand. Give him a hand, guitar sound.
Give him a hand. Now we're talking.
It's just one of those
how did they get Smoke Man on the Deep Blue Sea soundtrack? Must have really pulled some strings. See if this baby still remembers me. It's the scary part about going to work. All right, out I go. Have a good weekend. And yeah, I'll see you soon.